this thing honest and above board.
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I need some dirt.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Up-to-the-minute entertainment and pop culture news heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, that's really great. Could you please tell us what's going on?
If you aren't going to be near your family on Thanksgiving, Zoom has a plan for you. Normally, you can just Zoom chat for up to 40 minutes for free if you don't have a premium account. If you want to stay on longer, you have to pay extras through those types of accounts. But Zoom just announced it's lifting its 40-minute limit, so you can keep talking for as long as you want on next Thursday.
Oh, that's nice. It's just for Thanksgiving?
Just for Thanksgiving.
Okay, I accept that.
Yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
Can you not group call on Skype?
I don't know about... I've never used Skype. You can't even group call on FaceTime. We tried that last weekend. I don't know.
There's other services out there.
Sure.
But yeah, I think, yeah, my doctor uses a different kind.
Is it the Google one?
I don't know.
There's so many. Mine does too. It's annoying because then you have to download the app and you're like, I don't need another app on my phone.
Right. MasterChef Junior alum Ben Watkins, he's passed away at the age of 14.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is such a sad story.
Oh, my goodness. At 13, he was diagnosed with a soft tissue tumor. And according to the family, he was one of six people in the world diagnosed with this illness.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called angiomatoid fibrosis histiocytoma. And he's been undergoing treatment for this rare form of cancer, but he passed away on Monday. He competed on the show in the sixth season with Gordon Ramsay. Of course, he was only 11 years old. So, oh my gosh.
That's just really, tragic. Tragic. Yes. Ugh.
Maybe the show will set up some type of a
fund or
fund
something
for him, or a foundation, you know, in his honor. That would be great.
Right.
Now, Elon Musk, he's making some good money, as we all know. He just surpassed...
That's an understatement.
Yeah, he just surpassed Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg for the ranking of third richest person in the world.
Wow.
He has a net worth of $117.5 billion. You know, Tesla and SpaceX money combined together. Bill Gates takes the second place with $129 billion. And then Jeff Bezos is still reigning at $184
billion.
Wow.
Sheesh.
Woo-wee. That's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
That is brand new information. My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour. And at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 107.1.
Hello. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, producer Dawn McClain.
Hey.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's really good. Why?
I don't know. I ate ice cream yesterday, and I felt really guilty.
What? Why?
When did you eat it?
On my way home from work yesterday.
What?
Yep.
Wait, where did
you get it?
I don't know.
Did you get it? Did you stop at the store?
Did you get it during a gifted shoot that you and I did together?
Yes. So, Brooke, our promotions director.
Heavy smoker.
She does not smoke. Why would you say that?
She strikes me as a smoker.
Did you say something?
Heavy smoker.
Heavy smoker. No.
That's a compliment among smokers.
What a weirdo. Anyway.
What were you saying?
She is a lovely girl next door. She had some extra ice cream from this video shoot that we did. And she's like, Donna, you want to take this? And I'm like, sure, I'll take it. Don't think I'm not going to eat it either, Patterson.
Mm.
Yeah.
You did this to stick it to me.
I just happen to have a spoon in my purse.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That part's not true.
It is true. It is. It is true.
It was plastic, right?
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Not for sure. Not for sure at all. Definitely could have been just those silverware.
Like, salted caramel swirl. And listen.
Was
this...
it a little pint or what?
No, like it was like a half tiny? A gallon. Is that a gallon?
Yeah, it was a big, it was a lot of ice cream. It was not a pint, though. What is it, a quart?
The kind you buy in the store.
Yeah.
Okay. For a family.
Not for a breakup.
I didn't eat the whole thing. Don't get me wrong. I ate maybe a cup of it, but I was like, this cannot stay in my house. this this is why I can't have, because that is something that you want to eat the entire tub of.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I got to put this down. Otherwise, A, I'm going to get pulled over by the police.
Oh, were you eating it while you were driving?
Yes.
Yeah, she was steering with her knees.
Oh, my God.
You can't have ice cream sitting next to you that's partially melted.
I hope you don't take a corner too quickly and then you've got ice cream all over your car.
I mostly
ate it at red lights, but
this is amazing.
And listen, don't yell at me. I know what I did was wrong. This is a vulnerable moment. And
you know,
my God. I can't have that in my house. I cannot have. Nope.
So what'd you do? Just give it to one of the panhandlers outside?
No, I put it in my freezer for now when I got home. But now I'm thinking, that's one of those things that's always like, Donna,
hey, let me out.
Yeah. I'm here.
Let me out.
It's really cold in here.
What's it like in your stomach? I bet it's warm in there.
So anyway, this led me to my Facebook question for today, because it's my week. What is something you haven't done in a long time until recently? Because I will tell you, I probably have not had full fat ice cream.
Mm.
Got to be 20 years or more.
Oh, my
word. Got to be. Because of this very reason that I am telling you.
No, but Donna, you had a cup of it. You had a cup.
Yeah, but if I didn't stop myself, thank God that righty was there, because lefty was going to town.
Oh, yeah. Lefty's lactose intolerant and doesn't care. She'll plow that ice cream and just let people know about it the next day. I want you to know, I have done a very similar thing. We had a great baguette, like you're in France. It's the beginning of Beauty and the Beast, a full-blown baguette. And Elizabeth said to me, hey, you should take that home. I believe it was from Spoon and Stable. It was like a great baguette. And I said, no, I don't need these carbs right now. She said, just take it home for your family. Let them have it. They're not doing the carb thing that you're doing. I said, fine. I take the baguette, and I have it in the passenger seat. And this is a long commute home. This is when there used to be traffic. It was like an hour to get home. I took a bite early on. I was like, whatever. It's just a little bite. And I was like, oh, geez, that thing's good.
Then it's like,
took a couple more bites.
Eat me.
And I was like, what am I doing here, man? So then I take the baguette and I put it in the back seat so that I can't continue to gnaw on it. Then the next time that we hit stop and go traffic, I'm like, well, hold up one second. We're not going anywhere. And I'm reaching around, doing the slap around with your hand. And then I was like, oh, my God, that's bread. And then I got it, got my claws around it, took another couple bites, threw it into what I thought was a harder spot to grab in the back seat. Stop and go again. I get home. There is not a crumb left. I ate the whole baguette on my way home.
I know, Steve, now, when you make fun of me for the way I eat, may I explain? This is why I spent years training myself to eat properly.
Were you like 600 pounds in a previous life
not 600. I don't think I ever even hit 200.
But, oh, well, girl, we got some partying to do yet.
No, because now I'm a woman of a certain age and your metabolism slows down and I can't be messing with that. I have to get that stuff out of my house. If I had children, I'd be in so much trouble because, you know, there'd be all the sugary cereals that they'd want and treats. And
we have like a candy bucket.
Oh, God.
And I was like,
I do have a candy bucket.
These kids are living the high life right now. The fact that they're getting candy throughout the week. If there's a movie, they're like, candy and popcorn, right, Dad?
You're like, okay. I guess. You're like, I'll have this baguette.
But anyway, the whole thing that we shot yesterday, I think it'll appear online today or tomorrow, but it was me, Donna. I was in a robe that was loosely tied, I might add, and there was ice cream. Now, I got to plow the ice cream, the chocolate ice cream. Also, I was just recently told I'm not supposed to say plow things.
Why?
They say that it means sex.
I guess it could.
Like I said on Twin Cities Live the other day, oh, I could just plow those mashed potatoes, and then in my ear, the producer's like, no, don't say that anymore. I say, what? I thought it was like, you're excited. Like, I mean, like,
I wish I had someone in my ear telling me not to say things.
Me too.
Well, the weird thing is here, I don't.
That's why you're out of
control. That's why I'm nuts.
That's us. We have to say it out loud because
we are in your ear, but when you say it out loud, too.
It feels like a bit. Yeah.
I know. No, because we have to be like, Steve, stop chewing. That's really loud. Steve, stop making mouth noises. I would say it in your ear if we had that ability. Maybe we should get an engineer in here. This way our listeners don't have to be subjected
hear the
to
constant
this.
Correction. Mm-hmm. By the by, the robe that I wore from Marshall's, I got to keep. It's a really nice robe. It's blue. It's navy blue. And it just looks loosey-goosey. It doesn't weigh heavy on your shoulders
you
like
what I'm
some
talking
do.
About, Dawn?
It's yeah. a nice robe.
See what I'm saying?
I got a nice robe.
Yeah, here's
what I can't talk about a robe anymore?
Just let me give a little behind the scenes.
What's talking about a robe?
What's happening?
You know, TV, you know how we say TV
oh,
gets
here we
everything.
Go. Here we
Steve
go.
Steve is the golden child
That's
here, right?
That's not true.
You got ice cream and he got a robe.
He got a cushy robe for free. He got ice cream.
Pajama oh, he got pants. Ice cream too.
Oh, yeah. He got a whole thing of ice
chocolate,
cream.
Chocolate was my favorite. I yeah. ate it the whole shoot while Donna was bit of flapping her gums.
And it's like, Steve, you're so funny. Oh, Steve, it's so great. I'm like staying late. I'm like memorizing my lines. Steve just comes in. He has two lines. And it's like, oh, Steve, you're so funny. And I'm just like, okay, I'm
yeah,
here
Donna's
too.
Doing like the, we'll have six callers throughout the day at 10:20. And I'm just eating ice cream, waiting to say a stupid line.
He gets all the glory.
You know? And a robe. I mean, the robe is great. I wore it last night. My daughter said, you have a robe? I said, I know. I got it from a shoot. It's so nice.
Oh, geez. All right. On that note, answer our Facebook question, if you would be so kind, so we could get to some of your answers a little bit later with something you haven't done in a long time till recently. When we come back, Steve has some things that make us go, huh?
Why do Vlasic Pickles use a stork as their mascot? Put your thinking cap on and mm-hmm. see if you can figure it out.
All right.
We'll get into that and other dumb things you don't need to know when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
We're back. Thanks for listening. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Steve's got some fun facts.
Things that make you go.
Vlasic Pickles uses a stork as a mascot.
That's right.
And they do so because pregnant women are known to crave pickles.
Oh, that makes sense.
Sure.
It's like they're subconsciously reaching out to them.
But, you know, they also, they use a stork and the stork has a, doesn't the stork have a baby in its mouth in a sling or a swing? Or
I think it's a pickle.
Is it a pickle in the sling?
I think so.
Hang on.
You might be right about that.
Yeah, Vlasic stork. You know, he seems to not have anything
doesn't.
In his mouth.
Huh, why did I think he had...
He's just holding a pickle.
You're right. Why did I think that? That's interesting that I thought that, and that's what...
He is known for speaking in a Groucho Marx-style voice
yeah.
and holding a pickle like a cigar. Yes. Stick him up.
Stick him up, yeah, Gracie?
According to Vlasic, he was introduced to capitalize on the falling birth rate at the time. He is based on the myths of storks delivering babies and pregnant women having an above-average craving for pickles.
That's interesting.
Huh. Do you know that some pregnant women crave things like notebook paper and
yeah.
like clay
pica.
Or ashes? What
or
is it
pica?
Called?
Pica.
Pica.
What is pica? Pica?
It's craving things that you shouldn't eat.
I wonder why.
It's like I remember.
A hormonal thing?
Well, some people thought it was a vitamin deficiency, you know, that you're having, and it's a sign that you need more iron if you want to eat dirt.
Okay.
Some women want to eat laundry detergent.
Sand.
I watch a lot of My Favorite Obsession, or whatever it's called, my crazy obsession on TLC.
Right.
And it involves a lot of people.
Like eating their couch.
Yeah. No, there was somebody that did that. One woman has eaten like four mattresses in her life.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Bricks, dirt, makeup, like crazy stuff, glue.
See, now you saying that makes me want to eat that.
Okay.
Like, makes me want to eat makeup right now. Like, I want to eat my eyeshadow.
Yeah, well, there's a lady who does that a lot.
That's OCD stuff, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think of myself as a pretty supportive, like, husband when my wife was pregnant. But if I had come home someday and saw her getting after a Mead notebook, I don't know what the appropriate thing to be. Like, what should I say then? If
like
you come
we're calling
home,
the doctor is what I would
and
say.
If, I don't know. If she's chewing on the side of her mattress, do you just say, do you want some water? She's like, I need more memory foam and I need it now.
Here's a pillow.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
God.
Like, she's like. She's like Rex. Just give her, yeah, just give her a throw pill. That's fine. I don't care. She's whipping her head back and forth. So happy we're having this baby. Paint chips, hair, crayons.
You know, this is somewhat normal, but I have a family member who has to constantly have like a giant, like festival-sized cup filled with ice that she chews on.
Oh.
What is that about?
Yeah, that's another part of pica, baby.
Yeah.
It's a pica thing.
I mean, all day long, just chewing on ice.
Yeah. She could be on My Crazy Obsession.
How weird.
Yeah. And then she would have to go to a doctor. It's very, like, they don't really help them. It's just like
they just
a curious
exploit
look
them.
At people, and then they make them go to a doctor, and they set up these fake conversations with their friends that are like, I have to tell you something. I eat bricks. And they're like, what? You eat bricks?
Oh,
and they're
gosh.
Like, I can't help it. And then they'll pull a brick out of their purse and they'll start chewing it. People will be like, you need to go to the doctor. And then they set up a doctor's appointment and they're like, okay, I'm probably not going to stop eating bricks. They're like, all right. End of show.
How do you spell that, John? Pica, P-I-C-A?
P-I-C-A.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's wow.
What would you do if you found out a dear friend?
Or a husband or a wife?
If you were like, why is there a hole in the middle of our mattress? And then they stuck their head up and you were guilty because they had
foam coming out of their mouth, like just fluff.
She was foaming at the mouth. Is she rabid? No, she's eating a mattress again. Actual foam.
Oh my goodness.
Weird.
Thank God. You know, really.
Thank God we don't have that.
We don't have that.
Yeah.
That'd be a bugger. I have other issues, but not anything like that.
Yeah.
We all have issues.
Yep.
I hear crystal meth is one of those drugs you do it once and you're done.
Like you're done, like you got to keep doing it?
Like you got to keep doing it. Yeah.
That's
why.
A bad thing to do.
Yeah, or geez, I've never done, you know, you just don't want to dabble in like.
Bad stuff.
Cocaine.
Yeah, no, no.
I don't know.
Cocaine's, I think, tough to dabble
drugs
in.
Yeah. Bad.
Drugs bad. Tranquilizer's good. I'll tell you what I thought of the first episode of The Queen's Gambit coming up today at 10:30.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
Tranquilizer's good?
Yeah.
No, not good.
Yeah, me want to trip on those.
No, Steve.
Me want to play chess at night on roof.
You cannot. Roof. Unsealing.
Okay. Hey, we'll talk about that at 10:30.
Okay, by the way, he's joking.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
All right, if I had an, what do you call this, an IF, what?
An IFB.
Yeah, we're going to have a fake one from now on.
We used
to get a sound effect, and I'm just going to be like, Steve, mm-mm.
Well, you know, don't if I was in that. Studio, you would be able to do that. We have a special button where we can just talk to each other.
Yeah, we'll get a sound effect like Jason has with his little
megaphone.
Yeah, Steve, we're not going to be saying that anymore.
Just hit my knee on my desk.
Oh,
I'm old
that
fighter.
Was really hard.
Yeah, I'll keep going.
He's
it's
gonna
amazing.
Eat the desk now.
Look at this plant, this fake. It's a fake plant, but oh.
Don't do those mouth sounds.
Yeah, please. Okay. I do like the crunch, though. Something.
Yeah,
about
that was kind of nice.
Good.
That felt like a brontosaurus sort
it
of situation.
It sounded like somebody coming out of the jungle, like, hey, guys, I found the stuff to build the our tent.
Fully, by the way. Don't forget, War of the Worlds, Project Down and Dirty, showing on 45 TV this Saturday night.
45.
By the way, yesterday, Donna, here's a stupid thing that people don't need to know, things that make you go, huh? Remember I said, you know what? We're not shooting promos for Twin Cities Live today before the show, so if this shoot goes late, that's okay. I just need to leave here by 2:45.
Yeah.
Guess what? At 2:45, I was supposed to be shooting the War of the Worlds retake, take 4. Of that intro. So just when I was like, all is well, and then I get into the studio and I'm like, wow, what a productive afternoon. And I see a text that's like, are we going to shoot this or not? And
oh
I'm
my
like,
God, Steve had like chocolate ice cream all over his mouth. He's wearing a robe with no shirt on underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd that, did you do it?
Yeah, I did it.
After. Were you in your robe?
No, I did it. We did it normal.
All right.
The entire original Nintendo game Super Mario Brothers is on a 32 kilobyte cartridge. That means the file size of the game is probably around a third of the file size of one photo on your phone.
Oh my gosh.
What? Yes.
Say it again. Sam.
Play it again, Sam. The entire original Nintendo game, Super Mario Brothers, is on a 32 kilobyte cartridge.
Yep.
That means the file size of the game is about one-third the size of the file size of one photo on your phone.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's fun.
I know.
I know.
I know, right? I know, right? I know, right? Hey, when we come back, People's Sexiest Man Alive has been announced. We'll tell you who it is in case you haven't already heard. And also, a beloved late-night talk show host is leaving his current show. Welcome back. And thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I guess it's fair to say that we're all fans of Conan O'Brien, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. He's absurd. I love him. Well, he's going to wrap up his show, his late night show on TBS in June after 10 seasons.
Man, and he's already been 10 years there.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. He's going to move to a weekly variety show on HBO Max. He's also going to continue to make Conan Without Borders for HBO Max.
Oh, thank God, because that is hilarious.
Is it?
Oh, it's so good.
I've never seen it. Tell me about it.
Oh, so he will go do his show in another country. Mm-hmm. The one that sticks out to me is Cuba.
Cuba.
We don't have a lot of information about Cuba because it was closed for so long.
Until
Cuba's
recently.
Closed. Yeah, so you really get to know the people and the culture, but he also is, like, he takes salsa lessons, and he's really bad at it.
Shocker.
Really bad. He tries different food. There's a lot of banter between whoever the person from the country, the host, is. You know, he's just hilarious. I mean, just one-on-one interaction with people in such a funny way. Oh. Improv. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I definitely want to check it out.
You really get to love
it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on the list right now.
Okay.
I think this is going to be to his advantage, too. Just the, you know, when he can just take a break. The daily monologue thing, I don't know if that's as much his thing.
Yeah.
It certainly works. It certainly works. But when he can just do his own long form, let me set up shop here. And I'm thinking he's not going to do the John Oliver thing, but he'll be able to take more time as opposed to churning out daily monologue jokes. He can just, like, think up comedic bits. What does he want to do to let his absurdity take center stage? Because, frankly, the monologue, even though it's funny because it's always self-deprecating, it can, I don't know, kind of like leave him in a little bit of a box. You know, it's da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, punchline.
Yep.
And it's the funniest part of his monologue has always been him making fun of his own jokes.
I agree. And I guess I didn't realize that TBS and HBO Max are both owned by, who is it?
Warner? Is it Warner Media? Yep. Yeah.
And so he's still going to do stuff for them. He's still going to produce some, or what is he doing for TBS? He has some kind of, like, occasional something special with them.
Oh, sure.
So he's going to continue to do that. He's going to continue to have a relationship with TBS. And he's also got some stand-up specials for HBO Max.
Did you see his statement about stepping
I think we away? Actually have it.
Funny.
Dawn is in the middle of doing something else, so we will.
Okay, what do you need?
Just the Conan O'Brien
sure,
statement.
Here we go.
Hello, Conan O'Brien here. I have an important message for you, and that's this. For months, I've been bombarded with calls from the media demanding to know the name of my new show. Conan, what's the name of your new show? What's the name of your new show? I'm Conan O'Brien, they're making a pizza pie, and they're making money to know the new show. That was one Italian guy wanted to know. Good pizza. Anywho, they want to know, I've got the answer. I've spent millions of dollars. I've had media research companies. We've had thousands of people working round the clock, and we have got it. Drum roll, please. It's more of a cat purring, sorry. And bang! There it is. Conan. Simple, pure, like the man himself. Actually, this N looks like a W. Conan. So watch the show. It's going to be great.
Oh my gosh.
By the way,
a little manic.
And then he said he looks forward to a free subscription with HBO Max.
I love that. Well, yeah, he says in 1993, Johnny Carson gave me the best advice of my career. As soon as possible, get to a streaming platform. And then he says, I'm thrilled that I get to continue to do doing whatever the hell it is that I do on HBO Max, and I look forward to a free subscription.
That is hilarious.
Very funny. You know, by the way, when you hear Conan's brain, does that make you guys think I'm a little less weird?
No, it's about the same.
Okay.
And I have to say, I did not see the humor at first in the Johnny Carson advice. I'm like, wow, Johnny Carson was...
ahead of his time.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, he really gave you that advice?
Yeah, Conan.
Gullible Donna.
Yeah, there she goes.
28 years? Is that how long he's been...
yeah, he's been on since 93. That's when he started the Late Show, or whatever the heck they called it, the Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, remember, we all remember 2009, 2010.
The Tonight Show.
His brief stint there. Boy, was that... that
you
was
didn't give him a chance.
That was unbelievable to watch that all unfold. Mm. That was one of, that was perhaps the most captivated I've ever been by any story where media is the point of the story. I couldn't believe it. I just was so amazed watching the Tonight Show unravel in the way that it did.
Do you, has he written a book and addressed that?
No, but there was a... wasn't there a book about it, or am I thinking of the Morning Show Wars? This is how our memories lie to us.
Yes, yes, true.
I don't know. I think there's a book about it. I think there's a book about it.
Remember,
I think
Kimmel a book was about like it. So mean to...
I thought there was a documentary, too.
Oh, there probably was. Mm-hmm. But Kimmel just was so mean to Jay Leno because he was just thought that that was a mean thing that Jay Leno did.
The War for Late Night.
Yes, The War for Late Night. It's by Bill Carter.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I read, it was so fascinating. And I remember going back and watching the video of Jay Leno having Conan on his show and saying, here are the keys, buddy. Good luck, you know, and like gave this formal public on The Tonight Show when Leno was still hosting it, this handing over. And then at the time, Leno was giving, he was kind of taking the position of, look, like, I didn't exactly want to stop hosting The Tonight Show, and then I did, and then they asked me to come back, and then they re-offer it to you. What are you going to do? Kind of a, oh, shucks. Whereas I thought, I think the better character play there, just of representing, like, integrity, would have been, that chapter is behind me now, and let him, give him more run. Don't be so quick. And the funny thing about how that all shook out, we're talking about when Conan O'Brien briefly hosted The Tonight Show and it was his dream come true and this whole thing, is that as I remember, the individual affiliates did not like the fact that NBC, trying to do a make good with Leno, gave him a 10 o'clock show. It was either at 10 or 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unprecedented. And the affiliates didn't like it because it wasn't as strong of a lead-in as their dramas were. So... to borrow, let's say Leno's 10 o'clock show didn't have as good of ratings as ER would have, for instance, or some other Law and Order. So then the local late night shows are like, this is not good for us. We're not getting as good of a lead in. Why do we have to have Leno's show on? And then that was cutting into their local news ratings, which then trickle down cuts into the Tonight Show ratings.
Yes.
So you could argue that the problem was the Leno 10 o'clock show in the first place. But the couple of weeks when the news went public and then Conan every night was just talking about it during his monologue was must see TV. You didn't know what he was going to say. He was jokingly blowing NBC's budget for the Tonight Show, and he was getting like this beautiful work of art, and then he just like sprayed waste on it or something like that.
Yeah.
Crashed a car. It was captivating to watch it all unfold.
Fun and embarrassing at the same time. Thank you.
Like this show.
Yep.
That's exactly
People's
right.
Sexiest Man Alive. Have you guys heard?
Yeah.
You want to hear Jimmy Kimmel announce it?
Yes.
Or better yet.
Yeah.
The Sexiest Man Alive is Michael B. Jordan. I love it. I think it's fun. I think it's great. But Kimmel did interview him about it. Here's a little bit.
Do you feel more pressure now to look good?
I think the expectation now is like, it's a little unreasonable. Just a little bit. But it's a cool title to have.
How do you find out?
For me, I was in the car. I was driving with one of my boys. We were going on an errand and a run, and my publicist and my manager gives me a call. And first thing they ask, they're on speakerphone, you know, who are you with? I'm like, I'm with Bryce. Okay, Bryce's family, he can know. I said, oh, okay, cool. And then they told me the news, and it was like, me? And I was like, yeah, you. And then they kind of had this little banter back and forth, but it was a cool moment.
I bet it was. Did Bryce immediately start making fun of you, or did he wait?
No, he at least waited till they hung up the phone, and then he immediately started, like, cracking jokes. I mean, that's the thing. When you get sexiest man, it's like, you know, that's cool to everybody else, but anybody that really knows you, that's just just another way they can give jabs to you.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they were talking a lot of
stuff. That's when you wish you had no friends.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's like, with friends like this, why do you need enemies?
That is true, though, isn't
that's
it?
Funny.
Like, if you're a dude, you're probably just ribbing your friend all the time. Like, oh, excuse me, we have the sexiest
man
alive here.
Make way for the sexiest man alive. You go first, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totes.
I did see a picture of him without a shirt on the other day that he posted on Instagram, some Creed throwback photo. Frick.
Oh, yeah. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
You know, the whole list is out there. I know that. Dawn, you never got on board with Cheats Creek, but Dan Levy made the list, and he made a comment about it, too.
Pretty funny.
Super cute.
I tried cooking. I did try to cook. So none of these kind of, like, inspiring exercises in the kitchen worked out for me. All it did for me was just, like, remind myself that I should just be saving my money and putting it towards ordering food so that someone can do it for me. I'm just not skilled in the kitchen at all. I can't wait for this video to just be paired beside Chris Hemsworth shirtless in a bathing suit coming out of a beach or something. And I'm talking about, like, failing at bread. This form of sexy is a niche market, but I appreciate that you're recognizing it.
Oh my God, I love him so much. He's adorbs.
Great hair.
Oh, yes.
Great hair.
And he just seems like someone you'd really want to be friends with. Doesn't he?
Yes, Donna.
Thanks,
yes. Thank just so that you. We can get hair tips.
Yeah. I mean, his hair is
he's got great style in general. Like, he dresses really fun. He's got cool accessories.
How cool to be working with your dad.
And enjoying one another and having, like, great timing.
Right.
Right? I'm trying to see who else is on this list because mine is incomplete. Steve, I'm just checking to see if you made it.
Yeah. Well, how long does it go? Is it just top 100 or what? Top 50?
Yeah. I mean, if it was top 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000, I'm sure you would be there. What? All right.
Look up like local news clowns, maybe. I'm
that
trying
would
to think
be
of
local news clowns.
That would be a fun thing to do locally, wouldn't it?
People do it in other markets and stuff where
they
have, like, yeah, like they have. We did it back home where we had, like, sexiest anchor, and we had people vote on it.
Yeah,
and then we had people doing, like, smack talk commercials against each other.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You have to have people that are on board with it.
Super cute.
And when
I should
one
start
person
a rivalry
does it,
with someone.
Yes, Steve.
I don't know anyone who works in the market. I know virtually no people in media in the Twin Cities. I'm a shut-in. I've, like, met, like, less than 5 of them.
Right, right. You got
but
this.
I need to start a blood feud with somebody.
Yeah, start it for next year.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
For the whole year.
Yeah.
You'll have a
year-long
year to, like,
feud.
You know, also to campaign.
Sure.
Right? All right. We got to go. Okay. If you see something, you should say something.
Yeah.
Dawn saw something.
Yes. Amazon has launched a new line of business that's like, oh my gosh, you're going to take over that as well? You have that?
They're taking over the world. Mm-hmm. And I have a painting from the 1800s that... some people are saying it's a little more modern than you might think. We'll discuss when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Good morning. Welcome back and thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Hey, don't forget, we're going to be giving away money. We could be calling your name at 10:20 this morning. And if we do call your name, you got 10 minutes to call us back at 651-641-1071 and we'll give you $100.
Hey, that's pretty great.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
If you win the $100, you'll automatically be put into the drawing for the grand prize of $10,000.
Whoa.
Woo. So much
Come
money.
Come on.
Oh, so jealous. We're not eligible. It's all right. Don't worry. We'll be fine. 10:20 this morning. Make sure you're listening.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
If you see something, then you should Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
You guys see this painting from, like, I don't know, is it 1866?
Wanted to wait so I can have a reaction. Oh.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
She has a little Bible in her hand, right?
That's what I saw. Everybody's saying.
And there's some creepy guy in the bushes.
I know.
That's he's real waiting to jump out at her.
She's not even looking. I mean, she doesn't even see him coming.
But yeah, what's going to happen there?
I bet she's a clown and that flower squirts water.
I don't like clowns.
Nobody does.
Now, people think this is like an iPhone 12 Pro Max. Max Pro.
Specifically.
This is a painting from 1860. It's called The Expected One from Ferdinand George Waldmüller. It's going viral because some people are saying she's a time traveler. And it looks like she's holding an iPhone and maybe even looking at the screen.
Yeah, that's what it...
It's hilarious, actually.
It really does look like she's holding an iPhone.
But, you know, can we zoom in? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was
but
trying
I
to...
don't know if that's going to help with this oil painting.
Yeah. I love the painting, though. It's really a cool...
Yeah, like Donna.
It tells a story, you know?
Yeah.
Does it feel like a true depiction, Donna, of
You're
men,
funny,
or...
Steve.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
You She's know what really does look real realistic to me? And by the way, this is linked up already at mytalk1071.com.
Link it up!
The rocks.
Link it up, yeah. The rocks look real. That path looks like a real path. Like,
yes, we...
So, like, don't you feel like you've walked that path?
And the leaves look real.
Yeah.
The tree branches.
To think one of those trees is actually just a cell tower. How they hide them, that's which is huge in California. It's so great when you spot there are palm trees that they have in California.
Oh, is that right? For real?
No kidding. All over the place. And it's a big 60-foot palm tree, and then you look up at the top, and there are fake leaves, and then like six different little metal cylinders. It's a cell tower.
Well, that's nice.
Neat.
I love that.
Me too. Should we see what Bob Ross thinks?
Is he an oil painter? What kind of a painter was Robert Ross?
That wasn't watercolor, was it?
No. Oil. Yeah, he's an oil.
He's an oil painter, but that painting looks definitely...
Yeah. No way Bob Ross could pull this painting off.
No way. Look at the shadows.
Wow.
You guys, look at the shadows down on the path of the tree.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel like we're at a museum right now, and we're just it's really speaking to me.
These are just little floaters, little happy clouds.
Little floaters. Bob, come on, man. Throw me a bone.
And you can put as many or as few as you want.
Okay.
Now then, we'll take a clean, dry, be sure it's dry, 2-inch brush, and I'm going to just gently blend it.
You're going to have to do better than that.
Tiny little circular strokes. Little strokes.
All right. Those are fine. That's enough. Thank you.
Just admit, no nothing you've ever done will hang in the museum.
Bob! All right, what did Amazon do, Dawn?
Oh my gosh, Amazon yesterday launched Amazon Pharmacy. It's a new service, home delivery for prescription medication. Now, last year, they've been prepping for this. Actually, in 2018, they bought a pharmaceutical delivery startup called PillPack for just under $1 billion.
PillPack.
Now, the company later rebranded the service as PillPack by Amazon Pharmacy. So now they're just full on Amazon Pharmacy. They're saying that people can save, if you're not using insurance, you can save up to 80% off generic and 40% off brand name medications.
Oh my God.
When paying without insurance. And then they also pretty much support any insurance that you have.
I was going to say, how do they set themselves apart? Well, there you go.
That's it.
Oh my gosh. Remember my shampoo that was like, I don't know, $400 for just a little tiny bottle. And I'm like, who is actually paying that?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I got a notice from insurance and they're like, okay, we will cover this for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called the pharmacy and it was still like $280-something. I'm like, that's...
Well,
a scam.
Here's the thing. The only problem is that it's going to be available in 45 states. this week. They're working on Minnesota, but it's not covered, including, so these are the places you can't get it: Hawaii, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Minnesota.
Come on.
But they're trying to expand those areas into the future. I'm sorry, but you know, also with Prime members, they're going to get this free ship to them, so they're not even paying shipping on anything.
Oh, that's true. Are you guys both Prime members?
Of course.
Yes.
What do you mean, of course?
Just, that's what everybody's
that's
doing.
That's a lot of money. I mean, that's a lot of money a year. What is it, like 100?
I think it's like 149. It's either 129 or 149.
That, to me, is a lot of money.
MC, it is a lot of money. MC added me to his, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Well, think about it, though. I mean, if you... Now, none of us pay for streaming services. We're all leeches. But imagine if you were paying... Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, Donna and I do, too.
Okay.
I pay for Apple.
I pay for... my daughter pays for Netflix, and I pay for Hulu.
Oh, okay.
That's a good deal.
I mean, we're just two screens. We're paying for it, so...
But, you know, Amazon has... My point being, Amazon has streaming streaming service.
Yes.
So if you do that, it's like $10 a month. But now you get free two-day shipping on everything, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you do enough purchasing from Amazon, it pays for itself.
Sure.
As opposed to just paying for... Yeah,
you're
and like, exactly right.
I'm going to need flour this weekend for my baking. I'll just order it. Amazon
Prime. I'll order it, yep.
And then you can have it in 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. And you just... you should do it, Donna. It's so worth it. You'll just start ordering stuff, and you can be more of a hermit.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more of a hermit I could really be.
That's
also true. I don't
even
have to go to the store except for milk.
I do hate going to the store. That's going to be our Facebook question tomorrow.
What
is
the
one chore that you wish you can, like, hire out for?
Forever.
I hate grocery shopping. Hate.
Everybody's stopping you in there, too. Wait a minute. As you're like, does anyone know the price of these coconuts? Are you Donna Valentine? A lot of that?
You know, paparazzi following me everywhere. I'm like, oh, for the love. There he is with the, you know, one of those telephoto lenses.
Yeah,
I see you,
yeah,
Mr. Paparazzo. When we come back, I want to tell you what Meghan Trainor will not do while she's pregnant. I'd like to get your opinion.